It's 85 degrees in Kalamazoo, where we're getting this party started on 590 WKZO, the party known as the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad to have you along today, and have we got a program for you today. Lots to talk about. Of course, this program, this portion of it, brought to you by the Cancer Control Coalition of Southwest Michigan, and we're glad to have them on board the show for this particular hour. Now, lots coming up, and of course, to keep track all of this, I am forced, kicking and screaming, to bring along with me producer and phone screener extraordinaire Michael Loudon. Say hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
There you go. Okay, so you've got that joke now. You figured it out. All right. So what we've got going today, well, lots of good stuff. We're going to be talking about corporal punishment. Yeah, spanking. This went through courts recently, and an interesting ruling came out about that. We'll talk a little bit about that later on in the program. Also, did you think the minimum wage question was over and done with? Most people did. But guess what?
It's back.
It could be coming back. We'll talk about that here a little bit later as well. Also, Obamacare, you've heard it in the news, conflicting court decisions. Whatever shall we do with this law? We'll discuss that here in just a minute or two as we continue ahead. Of course, with anything that we are discussing, you're welcome to be a part of the discussion, and many of you often do. You could do so by giving us a call toll-free at 877-382-4280, locally at 382-4280. And if you'd like to send a text, you could do so at 803-73 and share your insights that way. Of course, before we dig into everything, I've got a few other things to tell you about. First of all, I've got some movie tickets that I want to give away. Not right now. I know you were thinking about it, but yeah, not right now. What I've got, 4 tickets to go see Hercules. If you missed out on our ticket giveaway yesterday, this one might be the set of tickets that you win. And this is Hercules, brand new movie coming out this weekend. And it's got Dwayne Johnson in it as the title character. Interesting. Interesting. We'll see how that movie turns out. But we'd love to give you tickets so that you could see it for yourself. And chances are, if Michael's on top of his game, there will be a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. He wasn't listening a second ago.
Bank on it.
Oh!
I came back just in time.
Man, I keep trying. I tried to slip it through. Sadly, he's on his game for whatever reason. I guess that might be good for you as far as that goes. Or not. Don't know. A couple things to point out in the blog section at WKZO.com. First of all, blog post of the day. We've been hearing the story about what's going on with Israel, the Gaza Strip, what's happening with Hamas. Well, I've got a few comments on that, and I wanted to share those with you. So that's our blog post of the day. What to remember about Israel. That's also the home there, the blog area, where you will find the video of the day. We all remember World Cup soccer.
Yes.
We remember the fouls that went on, and, you know, someone would barely be touched. Oh, ref!
I'm in so much pain!
And it happens in soccer all the time. This is why most of us don't get it. So this video imagines what it would be like if people did the same thing in real life. On this video, you see somebody running a shopping cart into someone else, and the end results, someone touching someone on the arm at a coffee shop, and a guy getting in trouble at a bar. Okay, I'll give you that, and then you just have to see it to see what it's all about. That's in the blog section. Also, anything we've got there at the blog section, the video of the day, the blog post of the day, those do eventually get posted to Facebook. We've got the video there right now for you to check out. So Facebook, the place to be if you want to be hooked up with all of this. And the link for it at the top of WKZO.com. Click there. Like us if you haven't done so. You'll get this stuff in your news feed. You'll be all set. You might even comment on some of this stuff and share it with your friends. Some people do that as well. And, you know, you could be the talk of all your friends for being on top of all those videos that come out. Wow. Where do they get all this stuff? Well, you know, You know, all you have to do is like us and you can be on top of it like that. All right. So that's what we're what we want to encourage you for. Now we're going to dig in a little bit to these conflicting court rulings. Now, Obamacare, we've talked about it on this program many a time. If you've listened at all, you know my opinion. I've said it's a mess, it's a mess, it's a mess. Well, the interesting thing about this, that although the courts issued conflicting rulings, the courts agree with me. Because as I've dug down into these rulings, here's what we end up finding out. The courts are saying, yeah, the language in this, gosh, I don't know. And one court said, well, the language is vague. So I guess the IRS can do what they want with that particular provision. Because basically what's being affected here, it's the provision that says subsidies will be given to people who are on state exchanges. That's what's in the Affordable Care Act, saying that there will be a subsidy. Well, subsidies were given to people on the federal exchange. And the administration is saying, well, you know what? That's what the law meant anyway. Anybody can see that. I think the exact words of their spokesperson, his name is Josh Earnest. He says, you don't need a fancy legal degree to understand that Congress intended for every eligible American to have access to tax credits that would lower their health care costs. Okay, if that was their intent, why didn't they put it into the law? Oh, that's right. None of them read it before they passed it. I get it now.
And they therefore did not know to put it in there.
Well, and the funny thing about it is the different rulings here. You had one court say, all right, it's out of bounds. The federal government can't use these subsidies for people that don't have the state exchange available to them. Now, there were 16 states out of 50 that set up their own exchange. So you can imagine if that ruling stands, now there will be a challenge to the whole law saying, wait a minute, you're discriminating against people based on which state they live in. See, this could get huge, unbelievably huge. Now, the other ruling said, well, all right, the IRS is within its bounds to interpret the law because it wasn't clear. Now, here's the thing. If the law is not clear, then the law is not doing its job.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't written well, and that's what these court challenges are for, to be able to say, yeah, the law's not clear on that. It's to clarify that. Now, the court coming out and saying, yeah, the IRS can do it, that I think that goes over the bounds a little bit, because since when did we elect IRS agents?
Not any time. Well, yeah, we never have.
Yeah, we never have.
We never
yeah.
have.
These are people that are hired by the government. So giving the IRS the authority that Congress has to clarify this, yeah, I don't think that's such a good idea. Now, the other side of this, saying, well, all right, they can't provide for that, and both of these decisions are going to be challenged. You know that. This is eventually going to end up in the Supreme Court again. And here we go again. And I think with this, if this stands that, hey, you know what? This can't be done but just in the states where there's a state exchange. Well, then you've got another challenge that'll come to the law saying, well, the whole law is unconstitutional because it discriminates based on what state you live in. That's why I've been saying all along, apart from how it is making things unaffordable for people, it's a mess like this that points it out. When you've got 2,000 plus pages laid out there with all this legalese that people in Congress didn't even read before they voted on it. And to their credit, some congressmen who didn't get the opportunity to read it voted no. They voted it down. But they were outnumbered by people like Nancy Pelosi, who came along and said, well, you know what? We got to pass this thing to find out what's in it. Well, Mrs. Pelosi, we're finding out what's in it right now.
Which is a big, giant mess.
And the interesting thing, if you dig into this a little bit, and they've actually quoted President Obama's Harvard Law professor, Lawrence Tribe. He said that he wouldn't bet the family farm on Obamacare surviving the legal challenges. He says, I don't think the next legal challenge, I wouldn't bet on it. I think it may very well be toast. That's interesting here because this is the guy that taught President Obama what he knows, apparently. And he's saying, well, I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet on it staying the way that it is. The amazing thing about this is this ruling. I mean, you dig into this ruling saying, well, you know, the IRS can figure it out. Well, there's, you know, courts have said basically that, well, you know what, the IRS can look at things like if there's a typo or something like that and say, all right, well, what they really meant was this. Now, if there's a typo in a law, that's something else entirely. Mm-hmm. But given 2,500 pages, yeah, there's probably a few in there. Who knows? Because who read it?
Nobody, apparently.
Paperclip guy on the Microsoft Word read it. That's about it, you know. But basically what some courts have said is, look, you know what? The IRS can look at this and say, well, typos, yeah, but I don't know that they can start reading into it things that aren't there. And if it's not there that you can offer this to people on the federal exchange, and originally the law was written with the idea that, well, every state will have an exchange and the federal exchange will be there as a backup, which then leads to the reasoning behind the federal exchange being so inept because they figured, oh, it's just going to be the final line there, just in case states like Michigan or Virginia or whoever else don't set up an exchange, well, then we'll be there for them. Except that when you only have 16 states set up an exchange, then suddenly the federal exchange has to work and work right.
And which it didn't and failed a lot and crashed.
There you go. See, so now we understand they weren't expecting all this traffic. They figured, oh, the states will handle it.
They figured five people would get on the federal one.
Yeah, you know, we'll be able to handle it. You know, all the states will be there. So, yeah, we'll get maybe 10 people, possibly. You know, we won't have much business anyway. So, so yeah, we can handle this. Yeah, we'll do it five people at a time. That's fine. Yeah, we won't need any more than that. So you understand why the way that this is written, the way that it's been carried out, the way that it is gone from moment one to right now, you've got to scratch your head and say, something's just not right here. Really. Something is just not right if you've got the courts coming out. And here, the courts said basically both ways, all right, you know what? Yeah, the subsidies, you know, through the IRS, yeah, they can do that. And then another court said, no, they can't. And, of course, the administration is saying, yeah, that court that said, no, they can't, they're wrong. We can. And, you know, it's common sense. Except that I want to ask, where was the common sense in writing this thing if you felt like that it needed to be there for the state and federal exchanges? Why not put and federal in there? What, you think it's going to take up another page? Well, maybe if they wrote it in 72-point font. I don't know. But, you know, you talk about how this and how many people we have heard that have said, Obamacare is working. It's working. It's doing this. It's doing. First of all, it's missing its targets. It wanted to insure more people than what it has, even with the holding the gun to your head. But now you've got things where the language is even wrong. And these challenges are going to end up at the Supreme Court where they get to sound off on this thing and say, all right, well, what about this? And if the Supreme Court sounds off and says, well, you know what? The law says what the law says, which I think the Supreme Court might be one to do, then you've got another problem. a law that applies unequally to the people of the United States. Now, I could be making a case for fixing the law, and maybe that's workable, maybe. But what about repealing it and replacing it with something else? We've already heard stories about people that are forced into coverage that is three times more than what they've paid. We've seen, and particularly if this subsidy thing takes place, guess what? Everybody that signed up through the federal exchange is going to be forced to pay a lot more for their coverage. Suddenly, the Affordable Care Act is not providing affordable care. Imagine. And there are some that are saying, you know what? This could very well make it so that the individual mandate is null and void because health care is not affordable. More likely than that, though, you would end up with a situation where people who can't afford it are forced to pay the personal responsibility fee that's built in by the IRS every year, starting next year when most of us will be filing our taxes. Now, mind you, some people are already paying the personal responsibility fee. I say it that way because it's a tax. Still, some people are paying that now because they are paying their estimated taxes throughout the year. Some people do this. Honestly, I think these cases set up the... And here's something maybe the people that say, well, you know what, we need to fix it, and the other people that say we need to repeal it, maybe this is something we can all agree on, that maybe we need to sit down, all of us involved, not just Democrats bribing one another to get this thing passed, but maybe all of us can sit down and decide, all right, what are we going to do with this thing now? Because it isn't working. The language is wrong. We need to come up with something better. I personally think repeal and replace. Because if you repeal, you repeal all of this stuff. All of these things that are, well, we're not sure what the law's intent is there. It's not clear. If we look at the language of the law there, it doesn't. We need something that's a little simpler, don't you think? Wouldn't you think? You'd like to be a part of the program and talk with us about it? 382-4280 is the local number, 877-382-4280. 803-73 if you'd like to text us as we talk about this, talking about the Obamacare rulings. What do you think about them? Give us a call. Tell us what you think as we continue ahead right here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, and the latest of the late for the weather. We're going to be talking with Bob Larson coming up here in just a little bit. He'll give us the lowdown on what kind of rain we're going to be facing and different things that are on the way. Could be some nasty stuff. We'll see how it works out.
We will have to wait and see, but there is cooler weather behind it.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Well, yeah, you're hoping because you're going to try to get out and, I don't know, I pulled something. It's difficult to get out there and try and run anything at this point, but I'm going to have to get out there sometime.
So. Don't injure yourself further.
No, you don't want to do that. You definitely don't want to do that. Well, tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school, where faith turns friends into family. Talking about Obamacare and the language of the Affordable Care Act. We had... Michael tells me that somebody call in and correct me on this, saying that it is the Affordable for Some Care Act.
Yes.
I don't know. I have trouble disagreeing with that. But it's true. You've got, subsidies for these people, but not those people. And it really ends up being a move money from this group of people to another group of people. And affordable care, yes, it's going to be affordable for everyone, well, except for those people over there that'll have to pay more.
Which makes no sense whatsoever.
Yes. So affordable? Yeah. Understandable? No. That's one thing that both courts said in their rulings about this. And a one just said, no, the IRS can't do that. It's what the law says. Sorry. The other court says, we don't know. The law doesn't say it here. We don't know. This is why the law needs to be something. I think it needs to be repealed and replaced, personally. Current temperature at Kalamazoo, well, we are looking at, this is right around 85 degrees right now, and we are here, ready to go, Jeremy Lawrence Show at 590 WKZO. Coming up in a minute or so, we're going to be talking with Bob Larson, talking about this weather that's coming. I have been paying attention to the radar, which apparently is doing some wild things to me now. It just, I'm talking and it started moving. I don't know what's happening.
It started zooming out. Like,
no, I don't want to see the weather on the moon. Thank you. But anyway, been looking at the radar and there are some storms that are on there. But are they going to be headed our direction? And will be things be cropping up somewhere along the way? Well, Bob Larson will get us in the know on all of that so we can be aware of that. Before we get to Bob, though, I want to remind you that the Tigers, yes, they are playing. It is a late, late game. The broadcast gets underway tonight at 9:15. They're doing battle with Arizona. They are in Arizona, as you can imagine. Yeah, they don't usually do them that late in Detroit for whatever reason. So we got that coming up tonight. And then tomorrow, in case you're wondering when the Tigers are playing, well, it's a midday affair, midday in Arizona, that is, later in the afternoon for us. 3:15 is when the broadcast gets started, so there will be an extremely abbreviated pre-show that we're involved with here. But looking forward to getting some Tiger baseball on for you and with you. So that's coming up here in the next couple of days. Now, as promised, we wanted to find out just exactly what's going on with the weather. And rather than listen to Michael and I sit here and go, well, you know, I don't know. It's warm. Might get wet. You know what? I decided let's talk to an expert. Let's talk to a guy that actually forecasts the weather.
Good idea.
Yeah. So let's talk with Bob Larson. Bob, welcome.
Welcome, Jeremy.
Oh, you're welcoming me to my own show. That's class right there, I'll tell you.
I have to tell you, you can ask me about the weather. I can tell you, you know what? It's warm and it's humid.
There
now
you go.
You've heard it from the meteorologist.
Okay. All
now
right.
Now it's official.
All right. Well, Bob, one thing I'm seeing on the forecast here, and I want to just see, because I know you're up on the very latest. We've heard some storms might be on the way tonight. Is
yes.
that still true?
Yes, it is. That's what we talked about yesterday, the timing. Still looking to be about the same. It's tonight that we're concerned about. As I look at radar right now, I don't see anything nearby that would be threatening, but storms are going to be developing. They have developed over the northern part of lower Michigan. They've moved through the UP already, and now in northern lower Michigan we have storms. They should expand southward and toward our general area here tonight. I suspect the risk of storms here is going to be between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m.
Okay.
Now, having said that, I don't think we're going to have 6 hours worth of thunderstorms. The threat period extends from about 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Somewhere in that window, there could be a storm or two. And we are concerned about there being a severe storm. The Severe Storm Center out of Oklahoma City has put southwestern lower Michigan in what they call a slight risk of severe thunderstorms. So there is the risk of storms. There are no watches, warnings, or advisories for us at this time. But that could change this evening because storms have the potential, running into this heat and humidity, the storms have the potential to produce not only a downpour, but maybe locally damaging winds and even hail.
Okay, so what we're talking about here is a weather heads up, if you will.
Exactly.
Okay.
And even if there's not a severe storm, I suspect there's at least going to be a pretty healthy shower that comes through tonight because this is associated with a cold front that's running into this heat and humidity, and that's enough to spark the storms and showers. So I'd be on the lookout for rain tonight. front comes through, and on the other side of the front, it's cooler tomorrow. It's also less humid tomorrow, and noticeably cooler tomorrow night, dropping into the lower 50s. This will not be as cool of an air mass as we had a week ago. I don't see a day with highs in the 60s. I don't see a night in the 40s. But it is going to cool down significantly for mid to late July.
Now, Bob, one question that I'll ask, and maybe you don't know the answer to this one, I don't know, but with the system that's moving through in the northern part of the state that's producing the rain and that kind of thing, once everything gets here, do you think that any storms that might develop, do you think they'll be faster moving, or will this just kind of linger for a while?
I think they will be reasonably fast moving. The problem is, if you want to call it a problem, is that there may be multiple showers and storms, so the whole event may not be just a 15-minute event and it's gone. But any individual storm is probably going to be moving along, which is actually a good thing. It's when you have storms that become stationary that we get worried about flash flooding, where it just rains in one spot for hours at a time. Not likely to be the case. There could be downpours, but they'll tend to move along.
Okay. All right. So with all of that, the word for today would be?
The word is reverse, because the warming trend that we've witnessed over the past several days is about to go into reverse, and it becomes a cooling trend starting with tomorrow. And case in point, let's go back to last Tuesday, a week ago today, July 15th. That was the peak of the recent cool spell. The high that day was 68. So starting with that day, going through today, we went from 68 to 71 to 75 to 78 to 81 to 82 to 85. So far today, at least 86, speaking officially at the airport. So each day has been warmer, but we go the other way tomorrow with a high in the 70s.
Okay. Well, that sounds at least decent. Anyway, so we'll complain about that. Not too many people were complaining about the cooler temperatures last week. That's for sure. So, all right. So looking ahead, that the cooler stuff that sticks with us through the weekend then?
Through the week, I don't think it'll last as long as this last cool snap. Beautiful Thursday, sunny, low humidity in the 70s. By Friday, we'll be back toward 80. And over the weekend, it'll be warmer and more humid again.
Okay. Well, Bob, we got Tiger baseball tomorrow, so we're not going to get the opportunity to speak with you, but we'll get back at it Thursday.
Okay. And Thursday looks nice. We'll have some pleasant weather to discuss at that point.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
All right. Bob Larson there with AccuWeather, and we are officially in the know, if you will, about what's going on with the weather. Keep in mind, if anything severe does show up, if anything happens, we're going to keep you in the know here. We'll make sure you know about it, you're aware of it, and you can make plans for it. Now, at this point, Bob is saying, well, all right, we don't have any watches, warnings, advisories, or anything like that. But I guess you can take this as Bob Larson's weather heads up.
Yellow alert.
I wouldn't even call it yellow alert.
No?
Yellow alert is kind of like a watch. You know,
okay.
This would be...
Condition green?
Well, I don't know. See, if I would only have to put this in Star Trek terms for you. So,
okay.
You know, I'm not even sure this is anything more than just, okay, if I'm putting it in Star Trek terms, something along the lines of, Captain! That kind of thing.
Okay.
So, that sort of alert, just kind of like, oh, look at this, you know. So, we're telling you, look at this. Beyond that, not a whole lot to say, so... Hey, how would you like to say, I'm going to a movie this weekend?
A lot of people would like to say that.
Yeah, you'd like to say it too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sadly, I'm not giving the tickets to you, but...
Oh, darn.
But I'm going to be giving them to someone, and how about you, and how about right now? Here's what I got for you. 4 tickets, Celebration Cinema in Portage. It's a really, really nice theater. If you've not been there... What have you been doing?
You're missing out.
You are missing out on... I mean, this is one of the best theaters I've seen. You'll get to enjoy stadium-style seating, and whatever size theater you go into, whether it's the big one or the little one, you know, the seats are all great, and you can see everything from there. And good food, adult beverages, if you're into that kind of thing. All of that available to you.
Air-conditioned?
Of course it's air-conditioned. It has to be.
I wanted to let people know because it's hot out.
Definitely, definitely. So if you'd like to go and check out a brand-new movie this weekend, the movie we speak of, Hercules, with Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it, and I've got 4 tickets for you to go see it, so that way 3 of your friends will be mooching off of you this weekend. How nice. I'm looking out for you. You'll be a hero to them. And all you've got to do is give us a call. At one of the following numbers, 877-382-4280 is our toll-free number, 382-4280 locally, and because Michael is here and he is on top of things as per usual, you'll have to answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. Go for it, Michael.
Okay. Who played Xena in the TV show Xena Warrior Princess?
Okay.
Do you not know this one?
No, I know the show. I'm trying to figure out. I guess it was related to the show you brought up yesterday. Okay, all right. No, I know the answer to this one as well. So if you know the answer to that, give us a call and tell us. If you don't know the answer to that, head to the internet and look it up. Then give us a call and tell us. We'll tell you who won here in just a little bit. Talk with you a little bit further. Minimum wage. You thought it went away. Not so fast. We'll tell you why here in just a little bit as we continue. Come on. 85 degrees in Kalamazoo at 590 WKZO. This is the Jeremy Lawrence Show, keeping you in the know on who you can hit up for free movie tickets, because now we've got a winner of some.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the person that is going to have a bunch of new best friends.
Ariel from Portage.
There you go. All right. And Ariel knew a little something, apparently more than other people did.
Mm-hmm.
And that involved a question that you asked.
Yes. The question was, who played Xena in the TV show Xena Warrior Princess?
That was Lucy Lawless?
Yes.
Aha, uh-huh, there you go. So I don't win the tickets, though.
No. But you did know the answer.
I did know the answer. I at least get credit for that. See, that's what you deal with these. And in case you're wondering, you know what? I've got other movie tickets. Now, not for Hercules anymore. These are gone. You're going to have to hit up Ariel for this one. So. Sorry, I'm just trying to make new friends for you. That's all I'm doing anyway. Well, we've got some other tickets we're going to be giving away a little bit later on. A brand new movie, which I believe features Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, Lucy.
Yes, yes. We got tickets for that one. That one, I may just have to go see this one. This one looks really intense.
It does.
So I'm not even sure what genre to put that in, other than, I don't know, sci-fi, fantasy, thriller, horror, whatever.
Let's just call it a combination of all of them.
It's just one of these things that's going to keep you on edge, the whole thing. So we've got tickets for that a little bit later on in the week. Not doing it tomorrow. We don't have enough show to do it with. But you know what? Thursday and Friday, we're going to be blowing out some tickets for that. So if you are thinking, you know what, the theater sounds ideal. Deal this weekend, we got you covered. We got you covered. And with a lot of passes, too. So you'll be able to take your friends with you and, you know, show off. Yeah, they know me here. I get in free. Yeah, you know.
They do this all the time.
Yeah, really. You know, I just get to go in and enjoy. And, you know, that's what I deal with. That's how I roll. That's how you can tell people. That's how I roll. That's how it works, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, they don't give you free food. You have to pay for that.
Sadly, no. But, you know, I mean, they're not going to do that for just everybody.
Yeah.
So they don't even do it for me. I don't know. I've tried.
You're going to have to talk to them about that.
I don't know. I guess I am. It's one of the tough sacrifices of being me anyway. Well, you know, minimum wage. You thought it was going away. And it sounded like it was going away. I mean, the legislature got together, put together a little something, agreed on things, and said, all right, this is the way it's going to be. They passed it. The governor signed it. And this law that they passed repealed the old law, the old minimum wage law, and replaced it with a new one that established certain limits. Basically, part of this was to increase the minimum wage, certainly. Part of this was to head off the ballot proposal that was taking place. The ballot proposal, of course, was one that that was going to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. $10.10 an hour. Well, some people, myself included, said, not a good idea. We really don't need to do that. So everybody assumed, all right, it's all copacetic. This is over and done with. This whole thing has it's just been negated. Well, guess what?
It's back.
It's back. Here's what's happened. The minimum wage petition drive, they have gone through to get their signatures, given the thumbs up, basically. They, you know, certified, yes, you've got what you need. And the coalition that wanted to boost the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour ended up filing more than enough petition signatures to get a spot on the statewide ballot. Here's what happened. The Elections Bureau concluded backers filed 259,776 valid signatures. That's 1,688 more than the state requirement of 258,088. 520 signatures were tossed out because of circulator errors, torn or mutilated or missing pages, signer errors, improper county entry, yada, yada, yada. You get the picture. Now, here's the thing. Petitions were challenged by the People Protecting Michigan Jobs, PPMJ, on a number of fronts, but all of those challenges were either were rejected by Bureau staff. Now, here's what's likely to happen. The Board of State Canvassers will vote on Thursday whether to certify the question for the ballot. Now, here's the thing. The PPMJ has asked the board to reject the petitions because that nullifies a law that no longer exists since the legislature passed its own minimum wage hike earlier in the year. Now, what would likely happen with all of this, because you know that's out there, then you've got what the legislature did and the governor signed, and that's that. If the board ends up saying, yep, it's good to go, the issue may end up in the courts. And courts would have to move much faster than they're used to on this one to be able to come to a decision on that. They would end up making a final decision on whether voters would decide the ballot question. Now, here's the thing. If voters would say yes to this, if it ends up on the ballots, would that negate the law that has already been passed? Oh, this gets weird.
I don't know how it could, since the other law now has been repealed and this new minimum wage law has been put in place.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be voting on a proposal that's for a law that's no longer there. It doesn't make much sense to me either.
I don't know. But this is what they're thinking, that, and this is what the people that are backing the petition are hoping for, that courts will say, yep, get it on the ballot. Because let's face it, your average voter doesn't understand the minimum wage. They don't understand. And you're saying, well, maybe you're listening and go, well, what's to understand? Minimum wage, people make more money. Well, not necessarily true. Because if you raise the minimum wage, you end up with certain things happening that are not quite so good. You know what? We're going to keep talking about this next hour. Want to have you chime in on it as well? 382-4280. 877-382-4280. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show. And you've got it right here on 590 WKZO. We gotta go.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.